There was not a scrap of grass, and the wind rushed at them, shrieking and with icy talons. A strange silence clamped their mouths as the caravan went past bones of animals strewn here and there. The boy was grateful now for the thick woolen robe he wore over everything else, the breeches, shirt, and woolen jalabiyad. "Intadan falin ka firso," Abbo said all the time. Should he have looked before he leapt into the burrow beneath the cage of bones? If only he could let go of the pebble he clung to, he could stick his fingers into his ears, but he dared not. The pebble was his talisman, and this was not just a crying wind, it was the devil's own. Outside his cage of bones, the shaitan roamed, seeking a victim to devour. He had seen it, how the shaitan had lifted even Madobe, his father's favorite mule, with its giant packs, and sent it hurling against the mountain wall with a horrible, flat, slamming sound. He had heard the other mules bray and scream as the shaitan wind tossed them into nothingness. He had watched the double-humped camels try and resist the velocity of the wind and fail. From within this skeleton of a camel he had crawled into while chasing after his black pebble, he had seen the entire caravan, 77 animals and 30 men, disappear into a gorge. The shaitan wind with its long bottomless throat had sucked all of them in, with the ease of Abbo sucking on a marrow bone. "There is a technique to this, or you will choke," Abbo had said, tapping the marrow bone on the edge of his plate to dislodge a tube of dark flesh. "Eat this now. When you are older, you can do it on your own." The wind, like his father, knew the technique, the boy thought, to suck and suck and not choke. "It will do you good to keep in mind that the shaitan is only the other face of Allah," his father had told him once. "All that Allah can do, the shaitan can just as well. The shaitan cannot create life, only Allah can. That is the difference, which is what you must remember when the shaitan stares you in the face. Think of all that I have taught you. If you cannot, try to remember the names of all the surahs. That much you can do, can't you?" The wind rattled the bleached camel bones, tiny bits of shale cut at his exposed face. The boy pulled himself into a smaller, tighter ball. Abbo would be there somewhere, he knew. If he waited here, Abbo would find him. Nothing could touch his Abbo. He was the tallest man in their village, the strongest and most devout of Allah's followers. Allah would take Abbo within the folds of his jalabiyad and keep him safe from the wind. "Say the surahs, speak it, son," Abbo whispered above the howling wind. "Al-Fatiha," the boy chanted, "the opening." Then came Al-Baqara, the cow. What was next? Was it Al-Imran, or was it Ar-Rad, the thunder? Would the shaitan wind bring in the friend, Rad, the thunder? The boy shivered. The names of the surah seemed to dance before his eyes. Nal, the bee, Hijr, the rocky tract. The boy swallowed. His throat ached with dryness. Then they came to him, the names, other names, all 46 words that Ali had taught him.
"You little do'il,"
Ali had shouted when he had bitten his hand the first day Ali joined the caravan. Ali had yelped and reached out to cuff the boy when someone called out,
"No, Ali, no, he's the master's son."
Ali turned his yelp into a loud guffaw.
"So this is the little caravan master. If this is the son, I wonder what his father is like."
The boy had looked up, surprised by the sound of such free-flowing mirth. He had wiped the taste of Ali's skin from his lips with the back of his hand and asked,
"What is a do'il?"
"You don't even know that," Ali smirked, "but you behave like one, a rutting boob, in fact."
"What is a boob?"
the boy had demanded. Ali peered at him.
"You know it is very hard for me to decide if I should call you a do'il or a boob. No, I think I'll call you a do'il. Do you like that name? You know what we Somalis say? A man without a nickname is a goat without horns."
"You still haven't told me what a do'il is,"
the boy persisted. Ali opened his little skin pouch in which he kept his jarred leaves.
"See this?" he said, pulling out a black shiny pebble. "This is yours if you will recite for me a poem I teach you. I will repeat it to you 3 times today, one each time after the 3 namaz left for this day. Tomorrow, after the Fajr namaz, if you can recite the poem to me..."